Giger. Kimmies.
Welcome to Big Timmy's House with me, Big Timmy. Joining me this week is everyone's favourite person in the world.
Me!
Apart from mine, because he just keeps interrupting me every 5 bloody seconds. It's Dave.
Hey.
So, how have you been, Dave?
I've been alright. It's September on Twitch, which means subscriptions are half price, apparently. I say apparently because I gifted some subs to 2 people to basically learn how to gift sub, and I saw the price, and for me it looked like it was full price, but I think everyone else is like half price. So I guess for the streamer, if you're subbing to your own channel, then you have to pay the full amount. I don't know. Don't know how it works, but yeah.
Boom.
We've had quite a few subs. Jurassic Park that Tanya gave is freaking long.
Yes, it is.
And I'm glad it's just the one level. I think it's just the one level, but there's lots of backtracking in it. Yeah, that's about it, really. Nothing new. Looking at 4 walls, working.
Yes, it's been very difficult, especially for you. But I mean, you are a prostitute, and that's the life that you chose to live. So
yeah. Just look at ginger cam girls
.com,
and then you'll find me under Red Rabbit.
Yes, it's possibly the best ginger cam girl. That,
Foxy Surprise.
Foxy Surprise is penis. Yeah,
that's my surprise.
So, speaking of cam girls.
Have you heard about Billy Piper?
Have you heard about Billy Piper? This is from the Metro, so it must be true. Billy Piper breaks record for longest masturbation scene on British TV in I Hate Susie. So there's something great about this. I'm going to read the article. I want you to point it out for me. In the 4th episode...
Is it the fact that she's fed up with it?
Yeah, it is.
And yet she still accepts it.
So, basically, she's... Billy Piper has written her own new series.
She wrote it herself.
Yes.
And she's tired of doing it.
Yeah. So, she plays a former pop star turned sci-fi actor whose career... Which is like, come on, Billy. Whose career is about to get a boost by being cast as a Disney princess. Which I was like, she's got to be like our age, really, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe a bit older?
A little bit. Yeah, I think she's only a little bit older.
So, which I think is that, I thought they were usually like younger, the live action Disney princesses.
I never know. She could have not realised she was royalty all this time.
I mean, yeah. So, she's rolling around in the bed. Susie's seen pleasuring herself. And the Sun newspaper apparently claims it's 7 minutes and 4 seconds long, because obviously they were timing it. They're like, I couldn't believe this monstrous wank I had for 7 minutes and 4 seconds.
I would have finished way quicker than that.
So, somebody told the Sun that it's not often women are showing on telly enjoying themselves. Well, Solo. I just like the idea of, it's not often women are shown on telly enjoying themselves. It's like,
obviously they haven't.
They all look miserable.
They obviously haven't seen the late night channels.
Yeah, yeah. They've been the phones, just shaking the phones. So frankly, it's a refreshing change to see such a long and animated scene like this one. Billy co-wrote the series and was determined to show women doing it for themselves. Wow, Billy. And bear in mind, folks at home who haven't heard this, Billy complained like a few years ago that she was fed up of being cast as sex workers and people always having sex.
Yeah, an over-sexualized character.
Yeah, always playing these roles. And then she's written one for herself.
And she's playing the over-sexualized character.
Fans are loving the frank look of pleasure, with one dismissing the idea one should approach a scene from a pornographic standing. They wrote on Twitter, "Why is everyone talking about a 7-minute masturbation scene in I Hate Susie like it's pure porn? It's an exploration of our character's psyche and sexual identity and the sexual relationships she's had with men since a young age, ?" That's what it says, ?" Look, see?
Sick in brackets.
Another fan applauded the scene. "Episode 4 of I Hate Susie is so good. Such a realistic and important exploration of female desire, masturbation, fantasy. This show is brilliant. Lucy Prebble knocked it out of the park."
I wasn't paid to say any of this.
This bit's bullshit as well, isn't it? The script isn't autobiographical, however. Piper recently opened up on the fact it does draw from elements of her life. So it is kind of autobiographical. She may not have masturbated for 7 minutes, but I'm sure she's, you know...
I mean, when you tell stories, you tend to elaborate a bit more anyway. Yeah. So what could have been a 2-minute wank? She was like, "Oh yeah, 7 minutes.
7 minutes and 4 seconds. And I was blasting juices all over the place." So Billy apparently said, I didn't think I had anxiety till 7 years ago. I always remembered myself as quite a chilled child. And maybe that was true. My mum says I was a sort of sunny, happy child. But I think I'm just coming to terms with the fact that I'm actually quite... I actually have quite acute anxiety. And I know I managed that as a kid. Also, nobody was talking about it, so you couldn't name it. And therefore, it could often go unnoticed. I was like an obsessive cleaner when I was a kid. In a way that's beyond normal. Well, I mean, if you're doing any cleaning as a child, like voluntarily, that's...
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. That's when your parents lock you in a cupboard because they're like, "He's going to be a serial killer when he's older."
But you told me to tidy my room. Yes, I tell you that because I'm your parents, but you're not supposed to do it.
Don't you know anything about being a child? God.
No, this is my first time. Oh, excuses. Get in the cupboard.
That's it. Throw your Lego all over the floor.
And clean it up. What are you doing? I'm cleaning it up.
You.
Did you not learn anything?
Oh, so when it comes to the game-changing intimate scene, though, Piper joins the like of Toni Collette, who only 2 years ago became the first star to depict a female orgasm on BBC One in Wonderlust.
So it's basically, they're basically just like, "Oh, it's the first time this has appeared on TV on BBC, basically."
Well, that's the orgasm one, but I think the other one's on Sky Atlantic, so they're constantly boning on there. But it's the longest masturbation scene, which... I mean, I don't really... The fact that somebody timed it is like, that's really creepy. Like, if I was watching the programme, I wouldn't be there like, "Get a stopwatch out."
Is she going to break the record?
Oh, hey! Keep beating by 2 seconds!
Fireworks going off. They give her a medal.
Oh, certainly a middle-aged woman's sense of self-esteem, of sexuality, is not often talked about. I don't know, it seems that it's often sort of, like, talked about. I don't know, that's a bit of a weird one. But yeah, I thought it would be fun to look at Billy's masturbation scene. So here's a... we've actually got a clip of it for the podcast, because I spoke with Billy Piper's agents and they said, yeah, it's fine, just play this clip. So here it goes. "Oh, doctor! Oh, doctor! Oh, doctor! Oh, doctor!
I wish they could last 7 minutes.
Oh, 4 seconds, doctor." So, yeah, I mean, I hope you guys go and check out I Hate Susie. It
sounded real to life.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, like, listening to it, you can really hear her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's obviously put a lot into the character.
I thought maybe there was auto-tune on or something, but no, that was...
That was raw Billy. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, guys, if you want to check it out, you can... You could probably YouTube it if you don't want to watch the whole thing.
Get three boxes of Kleenex ready.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing as a kid, if I'd have seen that, I'd be like, Mum, can we have Sky Atlantic? And I would probably watch 7 minutes of... But 7 minutes, actually, that's quite a... That is quite a long time. Like, you know, you could put that on... Like, teenage boys across the country are probably spanking it to that. Like, I mean, it's difficult to do it to Doctor Who, because you know, you see her running, and that's about it.
50-year-old men.
Yeah. She's there with his older bloke. I'm 900 years old. Let's go on a date. It's like, ugh. Yeah, that always freaked me out, that relationship. Especially when she was like, oh, I want him so badly. And it's like... He's like 900 years old, man. It's like a vampire's. When women are like, oh, I want to have sex with a vampire. It's like, that vampire is really old.
How about elves? When elves marry a human, does that mean they're paedophiles?
Yeah, it does. Well, it's just gross. Like, when Liv Tyler married the other guy, Aragorn.
Yeah, oh,
was,
yeah.
She's not a character. She's just a Liv Tyler. Yeah. Yeah, there's somebody in the back going like, Pedo! The police come in and arrest her, like, elven scum. Stick to your own kind. It's racism, really. So, you've been making cocktails recently.
Aye.
And you've been making them on your Facebook page. If you want to follow Dave on Facebook, well, here's his address.
I put them on Facebook. They go, hey, look, friends, this is what I did.
Oh, you didn't. You're like, I don't want people to know.
Didn't open public.
Oh, okay. Well, I might put them on the Big Timmy's House page.
I made a couple on during stream as well. So.
I think it'd be good if I put it on the Big Timmy's House page, because then I'd actually be putting something on the Big Timmy's House page. Because at the moment, it's just like, the worst thing is, it's like, I'm there just like, I don't really have time to be like, here's a picture of like Milo's bumhole.
It's very easy to create the content, but editing it just takes ages. It just eats your day.
Yeah, and then it's also all this like, well, advertising it, sticking a Facebook post and going like, hey guys, what do you think about bats? And then.
Now, ordinarily, there are a lot of people that, you know, have become successful because they did that by themselves for a long time, and they explain how difficult it was and everything. But yeah, for us, no, I guess our excuse is that life gets annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
There comes a point where we're like, we want to see the world and not sit in our room doing this all the time.
It's just the fact that we're incredibly lazy when it comes and to that. Social media. Like,
and that.
Well, I mean, the worst thing is, it's like you're actually doing it is a lot more fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're sort of like, I enjoy making the podcast, I enjoy the editing part, and then it's like, now it's time to social media it, and I'm like, ah. And then I go on social media and everyone's just like, politics, like, my opinion on avocados, and you're like, oh, I just don't care. I really, really don't care. I do enjoy seeing, obviously, my friends and stuff, like, stalking them and being like, Sting, and watching them from afar, but anyway, I thought we'd talk about some unusual cocktails.
Unusual ones, or they have like meat in them or something.
Yeah, it's just pure. It's just pure lard. So, Doug Laming's Margarita. There are apparently two Karoo caviar. Sufficient kits in Australia. What the fuck?
All I got was so caviar. It's got fish eggs in it.
Karoo caviar serification kits. This magical piece of kit allows barmen to create pearls of booze that burst in the mouth.
Oh, like little pod things.
Yeah. I love the different reactions you receive from first-time patrons. When you're, it's Australian, but for some reason he's from up north. When you're bringing it to the table, says Matthew Smith, assistant bar manager at the Rabbit Hole Bar. So the Rabbit Hole, like, he's making these like cocktails and little balls, and I bet you he's there like,
do you want to go deeper down the rabbit hole?
Yeah. Have some rabbit poo.
Go into room 2. You'll be a bit deeper then.
Oh, you're nice and deep now, aren't you? You dirty fuck. So they actually do a... the barman used sodium alginate, calcium lactate, and a spherification kit to create balls of coin tiru. Other cocktails served included jelly, G&T.
Yeah, the pod thing just tends to just be like a gelatin film around.
Yeah, I mean...
And then it's alcohol in the middle.
Yeah, so it's sort of like, let's give that a miss, shall we? I mean...
It's more of a presentation thing.
Yeah, not really a cocktail.
Yeah.
So, this is CNN Travel, by the way. That's where I've got it from, guys. So if you want to go and harass them and say, you know... That's not a knife. This is a knife. Actually, that sounds like you're going to kill them, so don't do that. But a quieter. Served in an eggshell, the ingredients for this drink include rum, chocolate, and cinnamon.
In an eggshell?
Antoni Amade Sudu was an apothecary known for the brandy toddies he served out of egg cups. In New Orleans Masonic gatherings in the 18th century. 200 years later, the team at Pret a Diner have recreated his historic cocktail. The key ingredients are rum, chocolate, cinnamon, and of course, the chicken egg in which the cocktail is served. So again, that's maybe presentation. It's like
they originally did it in an egg cup, but then they changed it to an actual egg.
Yeah.
Because me and a bunch of friends, we went camping after second year graduation, we did shots in egg cups. We were just like egg cup shops because it was basically a shot. But why would you then change it to an egg? It's not going to really do anything for flavour.
So I
you may just get eggshells in your mouth.
I reckon it's because they're just trying to be like, oh, be so quirky trendy. With it. Yeah, we're quirky, way wacky, whoa. Okay, number three. So we're going to say no.
I'd rather put it into something that's a bit more sturdy rather than pick it up and it smashes in your hand and you've wasted however much money.
I would try the rum, chocolate, and cinnamon.
Yeah,
like,
just in an actual shot or something.
Yeah, yeah. Just in a shot glass. That'll do. Or an egg cup. I'll drink out of an egg cup.
Egg cup's fine. Just not an actual egg shell. That's very brittle.
Holy shit. That's like nine... $9.30.
Yeah, probably just because it's in an eggshell.
Yeah.
I hope they clean the eggshell before they do that.
No, this is raw egg hanging in. It's like, oh, what? Okay, camel milk cocktail. A non-alcoholic cocktail originally created for Muslims fasting during Ramadan. Compared to cow's meat, camel milk is 3 times as rich in vitamin C and full of iron, unsaturated by fatty acids and B vitamins. So basically, it's just
camel milk. It's not a cocktail.
It's a camel milk. They'll add strawberries and cherries and all that sort of shit.
So it's a milkshake.
Not really a cocktail.
Yeah. I mean, camel milk just sounds like it would be wrong, but I think that's just because we're not used to drinking it.
Yeah, I mean, if we had camels, if we had more camels in the UK, it would be...
None the wiser.
We'll be like on the teeth.
Cow milk.
Ugh, that sounds gross. Is there any kind of milk you wouldn't drink?
Yeah, anything that's not cow.
So you never had goat's milk then?
Probably, and it was probably foul.
Yeah, I had a chocolate milkshake once, and I took a swig of it, and I was like, that tastes really off. And then I went to look for the date on it, and it was in date, but then I noticed that it was goat's milk, chocolate milk, and I was like, what? So, but I carried on drinking it, because I was like, I'm not wasting this.
Keep drinking.
Down and more. Right, sour toe cocktail. It's served by the Sour Toe Cocktail Club. The Sour Toe cocktail served by the Sour Toe Cocktail Club can be any drink. What it turns into the Sour Toe cocktail is the addition of a real preserved amputated toe, which is dropped into the glass. Nobody knows when it started, like the origin of it, but they know it first started happening in 1973 when drinkers who consumed a glass of champagne or beer that contained a toad could then declare themselves true sour toes.
Right. Sour toes. So they just dip a rotting toe in your drink, and then there you go, it's a cocktail.
And this one rule, if you want to become a sour toer, this one rule applies. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but the lips have got to touch the toe. I mean, that's, again, it's not really...
It's not a cocktail.
It's not a cocktail.
Putting a toe in your drink does not make it a cocktail. Yeah.
And then just been like...
It's like you're having a drink and then you look down, there's a fly in it. You're like, oh, I've got a cocktail. And then you drink it.
Could you imagine as well being like, I'm a sour toer. And people are like, oh, what's that? And then you're like, well, I drank a drink with a seven human toe in it, and it touched my lips.
So you're a cannibal?
I think people would just be like, you're a fucking nut job, and then throw a net over me and then beat me to death. So I'm gonna pass on that. Hard pass for me. Would you like to do that?
No.
No, okay,
because
right,
you'd probably catch all sorts of illnesses from it as well if it's a real severed toe, not a plastic one.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got like athlete's foot and you're just rubbing it in your mouth, putting it in your drink. That's gross. The rum blazer.
It's just someone put their blazer in a drink.
Yeah, and now it's part of the Blazer Club. No, Jerry the Professor Thomas was an American bartender.
The Professor Thomas.
Who... considered the father of American mixology. Thomas perfected the technique of lighting whiskey and throwing the flaming liquid between two silver tankards. That was like flaring, I guess. The late bartender inspired Shaka Zulu's rum blazer, a fiery concoction prepared at the customer's table and only served at a temperature below 50 degrees, well, 10 degrees Celsius. Or 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It contains spiced rum, grand manure liqueur, and cinnamon dust, and was inspired by the famous Blue Blazer cocktail.
Did you say ground manure liqueur?
Mariner.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was like,
manure, yeah.
Manure liqueur sounds
shit
rough.
Let's get liquid shit and then you drink it.
In a bottle.
Nice. Bit of cinnamon dust on that. Oh. Manure, sorry. Grand Mariner liqueur. So that one sounds quite good. I mean, it would have been better with manure, but Grand Manure liqueur. That's why I said it, because it rhymes, like the Grand Manure liqueur. That one sounds good.
It sounds like it should be all right. It sounds, the blazing part is obviously the more presentation style of it, but
yeah. I think I'd do that. Oh, this is one that you would like. The gunpowder. Sorry, guys. I've been huffing gas the last couple of days. Gunpowder plot. This Guy Fawkes inspired cocktail is the creation of Sydney bartender Grant Collins, whose favourite ingredients include dry ice, liquid nitrogen, and jelly. Because that's the natural progression of those two things.
Right.
Previous creations have included the bacon and maple syrup Manhattan.
So, I mean, with dry ice and the nitrous oxide stuff, you have to wait for it all to dissipate before you can even consume what's in there. So basically all you're having is jelly.
Well, let's see what's actually in this. Because he's done one called the La Premier, which blended Appleton rum with popcorn, which, oh, that sounds nice. For the gunpowder plot, we infuse gin with gunpowder flavours and shake it with Fernet Brackner, traditional herbal digestive.
What is gunpowder flavours? I don't think people generally eat gunpowder, so what does it taste like?
I mean, you know, gunpowder flavour.
Just put dirt in it.
And they put egg white in there. So it's this method leaves the cocktail with a thick layer of froth on the top. When the clutch is closed, the smoke is added. Oh, so they basically put like a dome, like a glass dome on top, and add like smoke into it, which it infuses it with a smoky wooden flavour, which changes the drink completely. It contains gunpowder infused gin, spiced gunpowder syrup, and bitters, and comes served with a smoking cloche amidst a pile of twigs and oak-scented fog.
So basically hidden ingredients, you're not really sure.
Yeah.
They wouldn't put gunpowder in your drink.
Yeah. Or maybe they would, and they're just like saying...
You just fart, just like, boom! Shooting cannonballs.
It's like, it's $20 as well.
Jesus.
So that's like, what, like... £18. Yeah,
and they're probably just putting water in it or something. Yeah. It's the gunpowder ingredient.
The guy's just, it's just diarrhea. It's just manure. liqueur.
Grab manure liqueur.
Speaking of manure liqueur, the crapper. Drinking a cocktail out of a toilet bowl might not seem the classiest way to start the night, but they go down a treat at the Rock and Rita's in Las Vegas. The calorie-filled crapper is a chocolate-based pina colada garnished with Snickers bar. You get to keep the glass once done.
Oh, so that means I made that at home then, because I did a pina colada and just added... I think I blended just like a twirl bar into it or something. Oh. And I was like, there you go.
How was the crapper then?
It was all right. It just tastes like a pina colada, just... a little bit chocolatey, so like a chocolatey pineapple flavour.
I want a crapper then. And I want, because I want to keep the glass as well. I want the little toilet bowl.
I didn't have mine in a toilet bowl.
Oh, this next cocktail cost $1,347.
Right.
Diamonds are forever. Only the finest ingredients go into this luxurious cocktail. The Herard Grand Champagne Cognac. Luxor 24 karat gold flake champagne.
So you're actually eating flakes of gold, which serve no purpose at all.
The Bitter Truth Jerry Thomas Bitters, served in a Swarovski crystalline cocktail glass, which contains diamonds in the stem and which you get to keep. It was inspired by the Juicy Lounge in the Bur Al Arab, which features 29,000 Swarovski crystals. That is, I mean, that's just a fucking, you're buying it last, basically. And they're throwing in some fucking fancy looking liqueur as well, just to be like, oh, there you go. Yeah. You've earned this drink. Like, yeah, that, fuck that.
Yeah, it's just like, there's next to nothing in that.
Yeah, it's like,
you're just buying to drink a couple of flakes of metal, basically.
Yeah, and a bit of champagne.
Yeah. Obviously, with the gold flakes, I mean, it's so fine and it's so soft that it doesn't do anything to your body.
It's not shredding your insides up.
But it is actually gold, so you could try and filter it out and maybe get a pound out of it or something.
I've heard that stuff, it does cut you.
It probably does fine cuts, yeah.
Yeah, it fine cuts your insides, so the alcohol gets to your bloodstream quicker. Which again, I'm always like, why the fuck would you want to get drunker quicker? Yeah. I'd like
pour
to
it
taste
in your eyes.
It. Yeah, just slice your eyes open with gold. Duke's HRH baby cocktail, inspired by the
cocktails for your children.
Yeah, I mean, this is inspired by the recent royal birth. I'm not sure when this was written, but the creators of this cocktail made passion fruit puree one of the key ingredients. It also contains Perrier Jouret Grand Brut NV. That's a champagne, I think. Concurio and passion fruit. Yeah. $25. I mean, nah, it doesn't sound very good. Wakey, wakey, Mary, eggs and bakey. This unusual cocktail is designed to help drinkers recover after a heavy night. It comprises of a basic Bloody Mary, with the addition of hot sauce, Irish stout, a garnish of pickled vegetables, quail eggs, bacon, and a grilled cheese sandwich. The quail eggs and grilled cheese combined with the vegetables turns this drink into a little meal specifically designed to take the edge off a rough morning.
They just blend it all up and make it into a drink. So it's more of just a cooked breakfast smoothie.
Basically, it forms part of the bar's Hair of the Dog cocktail menu. So they have a whole section of their cocktail menu, which is just like, you're hungover, have this.
Can you imagine how thick it would be?
Yeah, it's just like, you tip the glass upside down and it just sort of goes like,
bomp. Very slowly goes down the glass.
I think I'd try that, though.
I'd rather just have a fry up.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, yeah, fuck this. I'm gonna have a fry up instead.
I can chew it myself, thanks.
Yeah, I don't need help. Well, maybe you've drank so much that you do need help, and you just sort of like, oh, it's all chewed up. Yeah, it sounds a bit. Ooh, now I think about it. The ball shooter.
Okay.
Aromatic foams, jelly, and candy floss all appear on Only One's cocktail menu. But the most popular offering is the ball shooter, a glass containing three test tubes filled with aromatic pearls of blue curacao?
Oh, that curacao stuff.
Okay. Absolute vodka and Red Bull. Only One is Jerusalem's first molecular cocktail bar. So,
blue and curacao and Red Bull.
Yeah, they basically...
That sounds... not nice.
It's basically they're like an experimental place, so they make like edible cocktails,
right?
Which is just, I mean, I'm like,
there's next to no alcohol in that.
I always I just like to just come out and say this, right? If I'm gonna have a drink, if I'm gonna go out for cocktails, I want to have a drink.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about like eating it, and I don't care if it's in a fucking eggshell or
I can just see that
a bowl of hat or something. Depends. I just want to fucking have a drink.
So it depends how much blue curacao they use, because just the smallest amount, even half a shot, would make your drink very blue. So to have however much, it'll probably turn your teeth blue.
Right, the final one on this list is the Earl Grey Caviar Martini. And this is... immediately I'm put off by this. Air and caviar are used to give extra flavour and texture to this drink.
Air and caviar.
Yeah.
They put air
on,
in.
Hang on, let me just...
They get a straw.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Blow some bubbles into it.
Yeah.
Why do they add fish eggs?
Yeah. This cocktail contains caviar molecules and Earl Grey flavoured martini topped with a dollop of Earl Grey infused air. What?
Caviar's not even nice.
Yeah.
You,
I like the fact that they've got a dollop of Earl Grey infused air.
I mean, you don't chew caviar. You just literally swallow it pretty much because the eggs are so hard.
Can we stop talking about that and just the Earl Grey infused air? How can you put a dollop of air on top of anything?
Well, you get an Earl Grey tea bag and swing it around a bit.
Yeah, that's how you get the infused air. But then how do you get a dollop of that? Well, you get a ice cream scoop and run through the air.
Put it in the glass, I guess.
The Earl Grey Caviar Martini is also a refreshing combination of freshly muddled cucumber, lime, and lemon juice with an elderflower and apple juice.
God.
So quinery
sounds wrong.
Mixologist Antonio. These ingredients go especially well with the citron vodka. Yeah, it
Having citrus vodka, Earl Grey tea, and fish eggs.
Yeah.
and the air, because that makes all the difference.
Yeah, you've got to get the air. You can't forget the air. That's $15.60. Now, I think it's safe to say that all of those, like, there's maybe like two or three of them that I would drink, but the rest of them are just like, why?
No.
Yeah, and some of them I'm not even. I'm like, I'll drink it, but not in the way that you're serving it. I want it in an actual glass.
£50, please, for this. And you're like, why?
No. I tell you what, though,
because it's in an eggshell.
The one to drink is a Nuka Cola.
Oh, the Nuka Cola one.
Yes.
I got online. I actually got the recipe. I'll quickly whip it up now. Where I got the recipe from.
Whip it up.
I think it's called Silly Goose. So How to Drink is one channel where I get a lot of my recipes from and learning techniques and stuff. Yeah, Silly Goose. Is it just Silly Goose? View channel. It goes Silly Goo .. Silly Goose content. There you go. That's their channel. That's where I got the Nuka Cola recipe from. And that is themed on Fallout. It's Coke, lemon, juice, and blue curacao, and a cherry liqueur.
And it is fucking awesome.
It's very nice.
And I would drink that every day of the week.
The first one I made, I was like, I feel like I could do better by actually... Because the original drink in the Fallout game is that it combines about 15 different fruits together or whatever. And the guy on Silly Goose was like, oh, that probably sounds like it'd be horrible. And I was like, well, not really. If you've ever had a fruit salad and then the juice that is left in the fruit salad, it normally tastes nice. It'll basically taste like that. But then when I made the second Nuka Cola with for you guys or whatever, it tasted so much better than the first one I made. So I was like, oh, maybe I don't need to change anything then.
You could always try with Dr. Pepper.
And just make it more frothy, wouldn't it? It's a frothy...
Yeah, yeah. A nice frothy...
A Nuka Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Nuka Doctor. Dr. Nuka.
Dr. Nuka. And before, so before we go, why did Dr. Pepper come in a can?
Because what's the worst that could happen?
No, it's it's because his wife died.
Okay.
And that's all we've got time for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch, where he's playing Jurassic Park, potentially.
And I've almost completed Elysia Dragoon on the Mega Drive.
Yay! And so when you go along, be sure to tell him how much you love him and maybe mention that you heard him on Big Timmy's House podcast, and then he'll be like, he'll give me money.
If you subscribe now, you'll get your own giant-sized Toho monster avatar that you can have walking along the bottom of the screen, so you can have Godzilla, Mechagodzilla, King Kong, Mechagong, King Caesar, King Ghidorah, Rodan, Mothra, Batra, and others.
Is it bigger than the rest of the other avatars?
Yeah, they tower over.
So you should make one of me. But you should just make my avatar bigger and just have me as one of them as well so that I can fight Godzilla. If I subscribe, will you do that for me? If I do
try and turn you into a Godzilla one.
Yeah.
I could try and tweak your character a bit.
I'm fucking doing it.
Put you in a dino costume. A badly drawn one over your current avatar.
I think that's make the you only, taller. That's the only way. So thank you so much for listening, guys. Don't forget to check out the social media pages. I'm sure some of them will go up. Hopefully, we'll put the cocktail stuff up and you can check out Dave's wonderful videos. I actually filmed one of them and I've been told it's the best filming that anyone's ever seen for a video. So
yeah, even Marvel were wanting to hire you.
Yeah, they were like, oh, can you come and shoot, like, you know, these movies? And I was like, I can't.
In my bedroom.
Yeah. They specifically asked me to do it in their bedroom, which is really weird, but, you know, who knows? Anywho, I've been Big Timmy.
And I've been a squeezy penguin, because that's what I have in my hand right now.
You just get out of my house. Squeezy penguin.
Oh. Yeah, it's a squeezy penguin. It's a penguin you squeeze.
Yeah.
It's a stress penguin. He looks so happy.
I can't deny that.
He makes a fart sound.
Yeah, this is why I want you out of my house.